Here on Daf, Pei Ches, Amid Bey. But just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just start again from Daf, Pei Ches, Amid Aleph. Five lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonon, V'kiso, says V'kiso, Yochol Yechasenu Ba'abonim, Yechapa Olav Esakeli. We'll cover it by putting an even on top of it, or a keli. Tamaloyma Ba'ofo. Ainli Ela Ofo, or it says Ba'ofo, Minayim L'Rabbeis, Zebeladak, V'chiladak, Shrikas Abonim, Shrikas Harosis, Meiret Tishten Dako, Meiret Shal Haroshim Dako, Pesid, Becharosis, Meiret Zagaris Ulebeino, Magoito Shekosushon, all these things are not awful. Talmud Loima, Vikiso, Protest Vikiso. Sarashi, Zesosid Rashi Vikiso, Talmud Loima Vikiso, Vipne Atzmoi Nidrash. Midoloiksi bishofach domoi ubeofo yechasenu. If we say beofo yechasenu, babi mashma ofo veloi dovaracha. It beofo yechasenu, doloiksi vkisi elo lebosar ofo. Avol hashte midrish vikiso banpei napshe vikiso. Then later that is a din kisi, and then it says beofo. Yochel shani marba abzeva lagas, bachir lagas, ushrikas kli matches, ulevena, umagayfish loikosishon, bekemach, besubin emuson, tamaloyma, beofa. Uma rois larabis es eilu, ulohoiti es eilu. So, now how do you know to be marbe, chayladak, and to be mamayet, chaylagas? So the Gemara answers, Acher Sheriba Kosov Umiyut is Vekiso is Marbe and Baofor is Memayit. Marba ni Eselu Shein Min Ofor. They have the characteristics of Ofor. It's Matzmiach. Umoiti ani Eselu Shein Min Ofor. They don't have the characteristics of Ofor because they're not Matzmiach. Fragt die Gemorre, Eima Bekisto Klau. But the Gemorre said that it seems that the Bekisto is Marbe and Ofer is Memayit. So the Gemorre says, Lechere, it's a Klau Beprat. And we have a Klau, Eim Beklau Masha Beprat. Eima Bekisto Klau, Ofer Prat, Klau Uprat, Ein bechlau ele mashe beprat, oferein mid yachini loy. So how could we be marbe other things which have the characteristics of offer? It says a miyut offer, a klau leprat. Omar Rav Mori mishum dahavi klau hatzorich leprat. This is not a klau leprat, this is a klau hatzorich leprat. V'chol klal ha-tzorich l'prat ein donin oisoi v'chlal l'prat. Klal ha-tzorich l'prat is a different midah. It's not a klal l'prat. Now we have to understand what the difference is. Zot Rashi, klal ha-tzorich l'prat. V'loi tagi lei l'klal b'lav protet. That means without the prat, the klal, I wouldn't know pshat in the klal. The havik siv v'kiso. For the only have said the klal, ave mashme yechapa olav esakeli. So I would say v'kiso means you should cover it with a keli. Kedektoni reisha. But the Gemara says, the beginning says, Yochel yechap olav v'keli, tamaloy ma'ofo. V'itzarech ofo lahoyreis, she'ein kisui zeh, ela bedova hamis'arev v'nimla. It's not a normal kisui. A normal kisui is, you cover something, Well, you take a dish and you cover it. You take a stone and you cover it. So I need Otto to tell me she'en kisui ze elo bedovor hamisarev v'nibla. It's a different sug of a kisui. It's a kisui that gets ma'urev in the dam. It's nibla in the dam. K'goin Otto o'chiyoitzebe. Like ofo chiyoisebe. V'chi dainin olei b'chlal oprat. The mida of klal oprat. Heiche diklole loy mishtame ele b'chad inyon. The klal is mashme one inyon. Umarbe mili tuve. And the klal is marbe a lot of things. Rohoda osi prat lemu'utei kol mili diklal. And the prat is memayet all the inyonim that the klal included. Aval hoche v'mishtame klole betrei inyoni beis kisuyim shein doimim zeloze kigoin kisui dovor sholem kigoin kli v'kisui dovor dat kigoin opo Su loy osi prote elo lefrushi kisi kame. Here it's coming to explain the kiso, the lav vidav shalemu, the lav limuute legamri. Now, Rashi says a mouthful over here, to be magdir, when do you say klal oprat? When do you say klal atzorich leprat? So I'd like to say over a Tosfos HaRosh and a Ritva how they understood Pshat and Rashi, which is Emerson and Tosfos, was either Rabbi Natan was vehemently chaylik on Rashi. Rashi said a whole shtick teir over here. We have to appreciate what Rashi is saying. The Tosfos HaRosh, when he brings down Rashi, he asks, Umakshim al Perish akuntarit. The chol klal uprat shebetalmid ki aygavne. Every klal uprat is like this case. Ki yitain ish al reyeyu klal. V'koilo, it says, kitin ish al reyeyu kesef v'keilem lishmer. So, ki yitain ish al reyeyu is a klal. And what is it? V'koilo, davar hametalto, the gufay moment. V'dovo she'ein metalto, v'ein gufay moment. That means if you wouldn't have any prat, so speaking about a person gave over to Hashem or something to watch, anything, eat and eat shall ayeyo. Gufay moment, ein gufay moment, metalto, ein metalto. Eat and eat shall ayeyo. Ubo a prat, so the prat says, kesef v'keilem lishma. Kesef v'keilem means ma prat over a metalto, a gufay moment. The klal ki yitain is koilul everything. The prat is no, it's not everything. Davka dava metalto v'gufay moment. V'chein ochinami. He wrote the same thing. A klal mashme beis mini kisuyim. You can cover it in two eifanim. You can cover it with a ka'ora. You can cover it with a stone. That in a knife and that it's not nivla, it's not nisarev. And if it's kiso, you can cover it, and you can cover it with a double ha nisarev. Aklal mashme beiz mine kisuyim. Kifi is akli, the double ha nisarev and nivla by kiso. Any way you cover it is covering it. This way you can cover, this way you can cover. Ubo aprat, opay nisarke, ha nisarev and nivla by. So that's, he said, that's a klal uprat. What's the difference? The b'kiso is koilo tuwaifanim of kisui, the chiyitin is koilo tuwaifanim of nesine, the gufay momen, ain't gufay momen. And we have a prat. Ain't b'chlal, a mashe b'prat. So the Tosfos HaRosh, in the beginning of Rashi, it seems like the Tosfos HaRosh. At the end of Rashi, it seems a little bit like the Ritva. But let's see here what the Tosfos HaRosh wants to say. V'nireh liyashe, דשאר כלל ופרט דעלמה, כאילו כל דובו יחד, ואיני מפורש זה יויסר מזה. That means, if it says, וכי ייתן איש על ראי, what does ייתן mean? גופי מומן, אין גופי מומן. So the וכי ייתן is inclusive. It means, אני נסינה, גופי מומן, אין גופי מומן. There's no bigger משמעות one or the other. It means everything. ובו הפרט, and now the פרט says, גופי מומן. I know גופי מומן. Is very inclusive. I know Gufay Moment. So what is the Prat coming to tell us only Gufay Moment? I knew Gufay Moment before. So now the Prat is coming to tell us only Gufay Moment. That's a klal uprat ve'ein bechlal amashe beprat. Ubo aprat perish echod mehem ve'ein aprat Moitzi klal mi mashmoosai. That means the mashmois of chiyitain meant everything. And the prat is telling me a prat of that everything. So it means dafke the prat. Ein bechlal amashe beprat. Avol hoche lishno de vikiso mashme tvei kviyas keili. Vikiso means, you'll ask someone what the taicha vikiso means, to cover it with a keli. Midova hanivlal boy. Boy, that means I'll ask, stop that, you should cover it this way, any way you cover it. No. Vikiso means you cover it with a keli. In the mashmois of a kiso does not mean you'll put offer in it. Why? The right kisuyim bedavar she'ein nivlal boy, because if you say you're covering it, so you if you put a keli over it, it's covered. Ki davar hamisarev, if you put, let's say, offer into it, ein nimechaseyu heitev, that's not called you're covering it. You take some offer, you put it into the dam, so you have now a mixture of offer and dam. That's called you covered it. Actually, yosim olav harbe, if I can, you'll put a lot of up on top of it, then it'll be covered. But the mashmois of a kiso, if I learn elech v'kiso, the mashmois of a kiso means to cover it with a keli. That's the mashmois of kiso. Akel, this is a, that's the mashmois. Ubo aprat, so mamel, if I would only say v'kiso, I would say, you know how you cover it? You cover it. When you put a cover, put a keli over it, a stone over it, that's called you covered. That's pashtei dekro. Ubo aprat. Now the prat says ofo. Vahoitzi haklal mimashmusei. So the prat is, you know, that's not pshat vikiso. Vikiso is not the way you understood. Vikiso means a complete covering. It's a different life of a kiso, so the prat is coming to tell me a new taitch of a kiso. Olahochi kori le klal hatzorich le prat. That means without this prat, I wouldn't know taitch in the klal. I would say the klal means the kiso with a keli. That's the taitch of a kiso. So the prat is coming to tell us that's not pshat in the klal. So that means like this. If it says, v'chiyitin ishal reyeyu, so I know pshat in the cloud. Chiyitin means everything. That's a taichitin. Gufay mami, ain't gufay mami. I know the taich in the cloud. So what is the prat coming to tell us? Gufay mami, I know gufay mami. So what is the prat coming to tell us? So the prat is coming to tell us only gufay mami. That's a taich. Cloud, uprat, that's what it's coming to tell us. I knew Gufay Moment before, and before I also knew Ein Gufay Moment. So the Prat is coming to tell us Dafke Gufay Moment. That's Ein Bechlal Olamashe Beprat. That means the Klal was very inclusive, and the Prat is coming to tell us the Prat is one of the Mashmois and of the Klal. Why do you have to mention this? I know this already. So Bishad is only this and not something else. That's a Klal or Prat. But if the mashmois of the klal, if the mashmois of the klal means something else lagamri,
So the prat, that's called, so it's tell you're learning wrong pshat in the klal. The klal does not mean to put a keli over it. It means to put, something to shenisarev over it. So the purpose of the prat is to tell us pshat in the klal. And that is no din aim bechlal alamashe beprat. It's just telling us that it means a davar amurim. Offal was written to tell us not, the kisri does not mean with a stone. The kisri does not mean with a plate. The kisri means a different type of kisri. A kisri of taruvis, of nivla. So that's why the prat came. To tell me pshat in the klal. Not, in the first case, I know pshat in the klal. It's just whittling down what was nichlal in the klal. Here I had a different pshat in the klal. And so the prat is coming to tell us, no, that's called a klal hatzorich leprat. So the offer is coming to tell me the pshat in the klal is not a keli, not an heaven, tzedava nisarev. Fine. But now for me to say only offer and not something else that's similar to offer, there's no such thing. That's only by a klal leprat. But here the offer was written to be mafkia, a keli in heaven. So offer is only a symbolic oifen to explain to us how the kisi has to be. A kisi of offer and not a kisi of a keli. That's what the lotion of Rashi in the beginning seems like this. The lotion of Rashi in the beginning is, Rashi says, klal atzorich leprat. Loisagi le klal belafpot. I would not know pshat in the klal without the prat. The havek si the kiso have a mashme yechapa olaves akeli. So that's the mashmois. That's it. That's the mashmois. The diktoni reishe. Vitzrich ofa lohire she'en kisi ze'el b'dava misare v'nivla boi. Kegenofa chiyotze boi. So the beginning of Rashi is very much mashme, like the Tosfos Horosh. I'd like to say over a Ritva. The Ritva says a little differently. And perhaps the end of Rashi would perhaps be mashme like the Ritva. The Ritva says like this, V'chi amrinon ein bechlal ele mashe beprat, that only the prat, that shehaprotim misignoin echot. It's all one suk, and the prat is in this suk. The prat is a prat in this suk. That we say ein bechlal amashe beprat. Avol kan shekoilu hakisui shnei inyonim chalukim. Here it's not. It's two. Types of kisui. It's two types of kisui. It's not one suk. It's two. It is a kisui of a keli. There's a kisui of a dova nisarev. This is two types. It's not a mechata with a keli, with an oven, with a sheet. That's one type of kisui. These are two distinct oifanim of kisui. Loibo haprat shel ofo. Ela lemayit kisui she'eni misarev ka'ofo. Avol b'mine yofo, kisui dova ha-misarev loymiyit klum. So that means to say like this, that emes, a klal or prat, a prat is coming to be memayit. But if it's one suk, ki'itenish al reyeyu, it's one suk, he's giving him gufa momen, ain't gufa momen, but he's giving him momenes. So there the prat is coming to be mamayit. In this suk, only this. That's by a klal of prat. But if it's two sugim, so the prat is coming to be mamayit one suk. That's it's coming to be mamayit, one suk. But in the second suk, there's no hechik b'chal that's coming to be mamayit. So offer's coming to say, not keili. That's what offer's coming to say. Not keili. And it's mamayit, not keili. But in the kisui of offer, in this suk kisui, it's not coming to be mamayit. The holy miut is coming to be mamayit, the second suk. That's how the Ritva says. So we hear here two Malchim. The Rosh seems to say that the whole Mashmois is the other Sug, and the Prat is coming to be Matia from the Ike Mashmois. That's called Klal HaTzorich LePrat. And the Ritva says, Lavdavka, it could be, but if there's two Mashmous and two distinct Mashmous and in the Klal, so then the Prat is coming to be Mamayit one Mashmois. But in the second Mashmois, what it is telling us, in that is no Bezundere Miut. So I'm a Mamayit, that Suki Sui, and again is Suki Sui finished. That's all what the Prat is coming to tell us. But so Mamayla offer, Dumya Dei offer, with Matmiyach, that's how there's no Miut in that. In the end of Rashi would seem like the Ritva. Because Rashi says, V'chida nina le bechlalo prat, heiche de klolo le mishtame ele bechad inyon. That when we say klalo prat, when the klal is mashma one inyon, one soup, umarbe mili tuve, and the klal is marbe, a lot of protim in this soup. V'hodarasi prat, lemuti kol mili de klal. That means all the mili that the klal was malbe, the prat is mamaya. Avol hoche de mishtame klole bitrein yonim. But over here, that the klal is mashme tu sugim, beis kisuyim, two different types of kisuyim. Shein doimim zelazer, it's two different types of sugim. Kagoin kisi dovasholim kagoin kli. The kisi davodak to gain offer in the prat is coming to tell us not this suk. Suliyosi prota elefrushi kisi kame. So the prat is only coming to tell us kisi kame the lava the davo sholemu v'lav the kisi is not the davo sholem v'loy lemuti legamri. That it's only memamayit that suk, not the second. That's a Rashi. These are the two Mahalchim in Rashi. Klal HaTzorich LeFrat. Lilmoy, so what's the title? Tzorich. So Tzorich means to learn from. Lilmoy, Klal MinaPrat. That you should learn from the Prat, Pshatn the Klal. Kedamrinen, Rabim Tzrichim Loi. Says the person is in the shiva in rabim tzrichim lo. What does it mean rabim tzrichim lo? They need to learn from him. Or talmid v'tzorich loy rabbi. Tzorich, what does tzorich mean? That the rebbe needs him. He needs to learn from the talmid. So this is klal atzorich leprat. V'dugmosoy shaninu bebchayres. Now we have here, there's a similar case in Bchayres, Michlal HaTzorich LePrat Ketzad. The Gemara in Bchayres says, what is the case of a Klal HaTzorich LePrat? So it says like this, Kaddish Li Kol Bchayr, Yochel Afilu Nekeve B'mashmeh, Al b'chayr, b'chayr is inclusive. Talmud loy mezochel. Now Rashi says in b'chayres, this is not a klal atzorich leprat. This is a klal leprat. That means, b'chayr means the oldest, kaddishly called b'chayr, which the oldest, zochel, nekeve. So this is inclusive. B'chayr means the oldest. And then it says, zochel. So that's a klal leprat. The Gemara in Bchayres is not talking about this drash. This drash is a klal leprat. But let's go further. Izochar afilu yotza nekeve lefono. Havale bechayr laschorin. So the Gemara says like this. Kadesh li kol bechayr zochar. So now the mashmois is kaddish li kol b'chayr zocha. You should be mekaddish the b'chayr of the schorim. So that means you could have had first 10 nekevis, and then
then you have 10 schorim, so the bechir of the schorim, kanishly called bechir zocho, means the bechir of the schorim. That's the mashmoitz. Let me just read the Tosis HaRosh, he says pshat in this Rashi. Vevchem bebechiris, bechir zocho, mashme, zocho, hanoilad rishin, the first, the bechir of the schorim. Af yotus in the kevel of honor. Also, peterechem v'okalei mimash ma'usei. So that means that the Tesarosh l'shitosei, that klal atzorich leprat means that you take away, that's not inclusive in your saying a prat, you take away the mashmois that you would have without this prat. So b'cheir zocher means the b'cheir of the schorim. The first zocher that was born from the schorim. So memele, so peter rechem is putting you, no, with that b'cheir zocher does not mean the b'cheir of the schorim. It means that it was peter the rechem. So that if you're in the caves before, so that's called a klal hatzorich leprat. So the klal is b'cheir zocher, and the prat is peter rechem. Alei prat, period. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, let us see Taisvis. Klal atzorich leprat. Perish bekunteris. Lefi sheyesh leforish haklal. Bishnei drochim. The klal can be understood in two eifanim. Kemoi bikli. This is like the Taisvis Lechai like the Ritvo. It's two sugim. Kemoi bekli, oibedova hamesaret. Ubo habrat umeforshoi, this one and not this one. Vehein besoif peiricheni de bechoiris. Tanya, michlal shu tzorich lefrat, miprat shu tzorich lechlal, keitze. Tadishli kol bechor, yochof unikevet amaloi mezoch. Izocho, Yochel afele yotzo nekeve lefonov, ahavele b'cheir l'schorim, there's such a suk, b'cheir l'schorim, tamaloyma peterechem, it says peterechem, I peterechem, yochel afele achel yotze doifim, that means the first peterechem, that means, let's see, if the first one was a yotze doifim, so the second one is the first b'chayr l'schorim that's peiter asarechem. So I would think if there was a previous one, a yetzei daifin, it's also good. It's a b'chayr l'schorim that's a peiter asarechem. I peiter asarechem v'l'ach a yetzei daifin, tam aloyma b'chayr. If it's after Yetzir Daifin, so it's not a Bechir. Bahash, now Taisa starts elaborating. Zocher, la perish a klal. Zocher is not pshat in the klal. That's not klal hatzorich leprat. The klal leprat komohu. Because Bechir is inclusive. It means every oldest one. The Bechir klal, Zocher prat. Ein bechlau elamashe beprat. So, chir zocho is a klau prat. Elaprat de peterechem, the prat of peterechem, hu meforesh es a klau. This is already explaining the klau. Sheyesh leforesh klau lekamet dobi. The klau could be interpreted in a few ways from it. B'chir l'chol ablodim. You can say b'chir means b'chir for all children. I mean, mamish the first. Oy b'chir l'chomim, or the b'chir of the first peterechem. Afo pishene b'chir l'bodim, kagoyim, sheyoto derechechem ache yeyte doifim, at a b'chir l'chomim. Oy b'chir l'chomim. Or it can be the first b'chayr l'schorim, apopishiyot l'smekei v'lefon adar l'charech.
So that means the Bechayr, the Taisha Dachmi seems more like the Ritva. There's three Oifanim how to understand Pshat and Bechayr. Either Bechayr Levlodis, the oldest, either Bechayr Lechomim, the first Petarechem, and the Bechayr Lechomim. Bechayr Lechomim would mean Atumar on the cave was Petarechem, this is the Bechayr Lechomim. So I don't know which Bechayr, because this is called, it's three different sugim. So the Petarechem is Magdil, which kind of a Bechayr we're talking about. We're not talking about a Bechayr Lechomim, we're talking about a Bechayr Lechomim. Ulabaye the Islay Hosa, Abaye holds Bechayr Ledova Echad Rehavi Bechayr, Ashihe Bechayr Lechol Ablodis. Abaye says that this Havamine, that Bechayr Leschorim, we said till now, is such a Bechayr. A Bechayr Leschorim, that means it's not a Bechayr. It's a Bechayr Leschorim. Abaye says, there's no such thing. Bechayr means Bechayr Levlodis, the oldest child. That's the type of Bechayr. Mikol Mokim, Tzorich Lefratu, but it still also needs the Prat. Mi'ilah Prat, Avamina, Nafilu Yaitzi Deitim, Choshev Bechayr, Kivyamin the Bechayr Levlodis. If the first one was a Yaitzi Deitim, Kivyam Ava Bechayr Levlodis. Ava Gavdoi Havi Bechayr Lechomim. So Peter Rechem is a klal atzorich leprat. That means Bechayr Zichem means Bechayr Levlodis. But I would think that Bechayr Levlodis was a Yetzi Daisen. So Peter Rechem is telling us, no, it has to be a Bechayr Levlodis, it has to be a Bechayr Lechomim. So this is called the same pshat in the klal. Boynir leforish to labaye b'chir u'petarechem tavayu klal u'tavayu prat. Each one is a klal and each one is a prat. V'tavayu tzrichi ladodi. B'chol echod atamaytzi klal atzorich leprat u'prat atzorich leklal. Shekol echod soysem dober echod u'meforish dober echod. V'b'chir mashme afilo yaitu daitem. The oldest. Upetarechem, the mayat life. So, legabe, bechayr is a klal, the oldest, and it's irrelevant how the oldest came out. Upetarechem is a prat. No, a bechayr lechomim. Upetarechem, mashmalay, a filayotzi acha, yotzi daifin. So, that's also a klal. The first petarechem, I thought the first one is yotzi daifin. Bechayr, the mayat life. Bekitza, this is shitas rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam did not like the Shtik Teire. He didn't like it. This is a very absurd. He said, this is a klalapat. He did not like it at all. So maybe he got stuck. So when do you say klalapat? When do you say klalatzorich lapat? When do you say this? So he learned a whole different pshat in the Gemara. When we tam a forish, the hoche boho som choshim klal o prat gomo. This is called a klal o prat, vikiso is a klal, boofor is a prat, finished. It's a klal prat, not. To my balme. The bocher mashme bein hochi, bein hochi. Boose protel and miute. Vikiso nami mashme bein kisi kli, bein kisi yoko. But mashe yitze, kiso is very inclusive. You make any type of kisi. Uprotamashma of Odafka. So, this is a klalapat. Don't split the hair. So, what's that nagamore? Umashe choishva itzorich lefrat. Lav akvias kli dahachbaraisakoi. Not because it's coming to tell us that ba'ofor and not the kli. Because that's a klalapat. The vikiso means yishmechasa with anything. Kaili, not a Kaili, and the prat says Dafka Ofo. No, that's nothing. Lava kvi is kli dach baraisakoi, alaho de darshina la'el, mi be'ofo, tzor shiitein ofo lamala ulamato.
you have to put, from the be'ofa, we learn you have to put ofa lamata. The bevekiso lay mashme lamata, ela lamailo. And we shimhochi choshev lay tzorich leprat. That's why it's called tzorich leprat. The shitas Rabbeinu Tam is like this. The shitas Rabbeinu Tam is Goran and Rebelt. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that if you, a klal prat means that there's no need for the prat. The prat is only coming to whittle down the klal. That means v'chiten yishol reyayu. So give him gufay mamay nein gufay mamay metalfel and kalke. The klal is very, very inclusive. And the prat is coming, whatever it says in the prat, I know from the klal. Because it also meant gufay mamay. The prat is coming to whittle down the klal. Not everything, only davar metalfel v'gufay mamay. So if the prat is not being moisif on the klal, the prat is just whittling down from the klal, that's called the klal of prat. But vikiso means, so let's learn this, vikiso means you should cover the dam. You know what that means, covering? You cover it from the top. That's attached vikiso, you cover it. So memele, so without the be'ofo, I will bechlal not know that you need a kisi lamata. The be'ofa means through the kisi will be enveloped with ofa. Bein lamala, bein lamata. So the prat is not coming to whittle down the klal. It's coming to be moist of something which I don't know from the klal. So if the prat is coming to tell me something new, it's not a klal of prat. When is there a klal of prat? Whatever the prat says, I knew from the klal already. So then the prat is coming to minimize the klal. I know this already. I know b'chitin yishol kel kesef, that it's kesef. I know kesef. So I need to say kesef. So kesef means only kesef. Only a davar metal to a gufay mamon. Because there I knew everything what the prat says from the klal. So memelu, so the prat is coming to minimize the klal, v'ein b'chlal amashe b'prat. But if the prat is coming to tell me something I didn't know from the klal, so then lemaisa, so then the prat is not coming to minimize, so finished. So that's the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Allah, dashin ilal mi ba'af, atar shitin of lemaila lemata, v'kisa lemash malamata lelemaila. That's called tzorich leprat. Ubebchayres, it's taki lav leforish klal. Tzorich leprat also. The Gemara B'chal is not talking about a klal of tzorich leprat. Alas lefrushi prat a tzorich leklal. It's coming to tell me something else. Prat a tzorich leklal. The Tony Seifi, Petarechem, Yochel, Afilu, Yoitzi, Acher. That the prat is petarechem, so even though this is the first petarechem, so that's called a prat a tzorich leklal. Avagav the toni bechlal she tzorich lefrat, the mifrat she tzorich lechal, keitzat, the mashm dosa lefrushe tabayu, av ikri de milso leinok de ela mishum prat a tzorich lechlal. Fine. Zot the gemara vayta. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde, Ein mechasin ele bedover shezoirin boy umatzmiach. You only can be mechasin something that if you plant something in it, it'll grow. That is kosher lekisui. What does Rashi say? Ele bedover shezoirin boy umatzmiach. Limute eretz melecho. Seems this is like a salty earth. That the things don't grow in that, it's a memela, you can't be mechas. Omar Rove Hai Buche. This halach is very wrong. Hai Buche, Rashi says, Eine Ike, Loshen Bur. He reads on the side. The Or says, Hai Buche, Pesh Kleimer, Dover Buresu. He was very sharp. That this is very wrong. That you can't be mechase בקרקה מלאכה, ארץ מלאכה, יהיה בעיבון. את עוד רוב את זה. אומר לרב נחמן ביצרוק לרובץ, רב נחמן ביצרוק ונובר את הרובץ. He says, my book will say, what's wrong about it? אנו אמריתו נלי. So רב נחמן ביצרוק said, I told this over to רב נחמן הרב חיסדה. This הלוך הדוש רב נחמן ברב חיסדה. הגבוך הזה זה פסגמור and tainis. It's very interesting that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde once said a halacha, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok sent him, he told him he's wrong. Rav Nachman Rav Chizde was very in a spoil that he showed him he's right, so he felt, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde felt he needs this Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, they lived in two different places. So Bekitza, he told him to come and live with him. He needs him. He was very spoiled. So Mamela, so it seems Lamaise and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok went there and they worked together. And now, so Mamela, and this drash that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda had said, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok told it to him. And now, all of a sudden, Rava was very critical of this drash. He told him, Bulche said, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok went over to him. He says, what's wrong about it? I told it to him. Umeha masnisa amrisa nele, and I brought a raya from a baraisa. So what's so wrong about it? What's the baraisa? Hoya mahalach ba midbo, the einloi efa lachasis. He's walking in the earth. Einloi ofa, doesn't have ofa lachasis. So what should he do? Sheichek dinner zov umachasis. So if he has a dinner zov, so he grinds that up, and he covers it with a dinner zov. Agavucha others say that after the dam dries up, you can take off the fragments of zov, but it doesn't become also, but now it's covered, now it's dried up already, and I can take back the zov. So, zov is a tire, but in order if you want a shech, you have to be sheichik dinner zov, and cover it. Mechase. Hoya mahalach basvine ve'enlei ofo lachasis. He's in a svine, he doesn't have ofo lachasis. Soyref taliso ye mechasis. So he takes his beged and he burns it, he makes ashes, and it's mechasis. So the Gemara says like this. Bishleime soyref taliso. So because we have to know like this, we're finished already. We have a raya. This was the raya from Nachman bar Yitzchok. Hoya hoylech b'midbo, ve'ein loy ofel lachasis. What do you mean he doesn't have ofel lachasis? He's in a midbo. He doesn't have ofel lachasis. You see clearly that a midbo, the ofel and the midbo is an ofel that you can't plant in it. It's a barren ofel. There's nothing growing. You can't plant anything in there. So they have enough in the baraisa. If the ofel is not capable of planting something, so Mamela, it's you don't aim for lechase. So that was the raya from the baraisa. But now the Gemara is going to somehow explain the halacha. So the Gemara says seirav talisa mechase. The Gemara says bishleim is seirav talisa mechase. Askechen eifel the ikru ofo. That means that I see that eifel. I mean, so he made ashes. So why is that good? Ashken Eifa the Ikru Ofa. We'll see soon the Mobin's Apostic. Eifa's called Ofa. So Memele, so he can burn his baggage, then that's called the Ezofa. And the dinner zov minola. But dinner zov, that's not Ofa. Omar Rabzeire said, Ba'afrois Zohov Loi. There's a posik that's speaking about Zov, and it says, Afrei Zov. Fine. Let us see. Let's look a little further, and then we'll see Rashi and Taisus. Tana Rabbonam, Ein Mechasen Elo Ba'ofo, Dibrei Beishamay. Ubeisil Loimrim, Motzinu Eifer Shekori Ofo. The previous Bereis is like Beisil. We see that Eifer is called Ofo. Shenema v'lokhu latomei, says by Poradume, mei afar sreifas achatos. So it says over here, you take from Ofer. Not Ofer, it's Efer. So you see, the Torah called Efer Ofer. And what is Pshat that the Torah called Efer Ofer? So it's coming to tell us that is wherever you need Ofer, this is sufficient. That's Pshat. Mei afar sreifas achatos. Ubei Shamai. So Beishamai, it says, Me Afar Sreifas. He says, no, it's called Afar Sreifa Ikri. Ofer Stome Loi Ikri. Itaisvis, Elo Bedofer Shezoirim Boi Ematzmiach. Lemutei Afar Midbo Kosi. He means to say, I mean, Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisdes, it's meant to say, not Afar Midbo. So, Taisus asked Akashach, man, what, we hear in the Mishnah this. It's a member of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Dovo, Shemegadlo by Tzmochem, Machasim boy, Shemegadlo by Tzmochem, Eim Machasim boy. There's enough in the Mishnah. And Rav Nachman Barachista said, Epsad Roshe, where he said, Epsad Hond Roshe, and then Rove said, it's Baburchesen, and da, that's enough in the Mishnah. What's happening over here? So Tosfos says, "Doloi shaminon mimas nisin, it's meichim gdelim boy mealehem." That means in a midbar, things grow in a midbar. Cactus grows in a midbar. Things grow in a midbar. So it means if you learn the Mishnah, if I would learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you need something. Dovor shemigatul boy tzmochim mechasim boy. I would learn pshat and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel something that it's such an offer that something can grow on it. In the midbar also things grow. Things grow in the midbar. Cactus, other things, the things that grow. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda said, no, you have to have something, be able to plant something. Not desert plants. You should be able to plant something. And, that was his chiddush. You need more than that. Lamuti of a midbar kosi. Loshaminim asnisin, the tzmeichin, the loshaminim asnisin, the tzmeichin deila b'meleia. Elo, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda was machadish, the mashab zayrim boy einei matzmiach. That means you need so that you should, that, but if you plant something in it, it won't grow. That's the chesaron of midbar. It's not sufficient that desert vegetation grows in it. You need something that you'll plant a normal thing, and that'll, and that won't grow. So that's cool. That's possible. The kisu. Inami imas nisn avamine, the machasim boy, given the havi mimin hamegadol tzmochim. It's a mean that's megadol tzmochim. I mean, I would say, all Rav Shimon Gamliel said that offer is a, you need offer lafuki chelagas. Chelagas, the things don't grow. Offer, you need a mean that's megadol tzmochim. Grad, this offer is not megadol tzmochim. So without Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, I think it's good. What's wrong with it? You need a mean that's megadol tzmochem. So that's what he's coming to tell us. No, that's not sufficient a mean that's megadol tzmochem. You have to have mamish. It should be bepoil, capable of megadol tzmochem. V'im taima, so now it is a merdike toisvis. V'im taima, umay, so come a koponim. What we hear from our Gemara? We hear from our Gemara, Rav Nachman, Bar Rav Chisda said, you go to a midbar, you go to a desert, nothing will grow there. You can't plant anything there. So nothing, so well, it's possible for kisiyata. Fine. Umay porich abyoisi l'rabonon bepeire kol atzlomim, v'eschataschem asher asisem, shani hosom de bemidbar habu, t'ma shezoyrem boy einay matzmiach. Amor de kekashem. We learned yesterday, the Shitas Rabbi Yossi says if you have an Avodah Zarah, so how do you get rid of the Avodah Zarah? You teichen it, you grind it, and then the Vizayra L'ruach, you throw it into the wind. So the Chachamim made a taina, Shema Shemaim, you know it's gonna be used for fertilizer. You're not allowed to have anah from Avodah Zarah, so it's a banah.
And by you, you're throwing it to the wind. You're fertilizing the it's going to fall down, these particles, and you're fertilizing the carcass. This is what the Chachamim asked on Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, you're talking, you're asking me a kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu also did the same thing. He ground up the eagle, and there's a mashmois. He also, he threw it to the wind. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a midbar. So he threw it to the wind, so Memela Fashtetzach, it didn't fertilize anything, because nothing grows in the midbar. But you're talking about Bizbaneno, where a person is in a yeshuv, and then he grinds it and he'll throw it to the wind. So there's fertilizing. So Taisves Amu the Kekasha, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi? So Taisves Amu him the Keteret. Veshloimer, the Shema, Oz Kishabo, Shom Yisrael, Hoya Matzmiach. That wherever whenever the Eden came in the midbar, things grew there. Things started, there was vegetation and they grew and everything. Yeah, fine. That's what Tosfos answers. Frek the Rishash and the Chasam Sofer, it says in the Posik that by Mises Miriam, they were misloinim loy mekoim zera teina verimain, were grumbling. Leima came said, what are you talking about? It's Meiradik. It's Leima came said. So there's two terutzim. So the Rishash wants to say, Leima came Zera means that no one planted till now, because till now it was unplantable. So what we should plant, we won't plant because who knows how long we're going to be there. That means Api Hashem Yisol, we'll start planting now. Who knows if it's... So we won't plant. That's what Pshat Loi Mekoim Zera. That means it's a mokim that it wasn't planted till now. We won't plant because we're not going to put our koiches to plant. That's he says Pshat. The Chasam Sofer says that what Tosfos means things grew only Machal Behemoth grew. He says because you have to understand that there was an Eimel HaGolgoilus from the month. So what did the behemoths have? I mean, they didn't give, he said they didn't give from their oima to the behemoths. So what did the behemoths eat? They weren't from the Eichle Amon. So he said, so it grew. I mean, that's what Tosfos means, was Sameach. Because the Gemara is Sakasha, the Gemara in the Gemara is Sakasha in Yume, it says, Yosei Tia La Zeinecho. So the Gemara says, why did they need a Yosef? The Mon is Nivla Beivom. So the Gemara says, what they bought from the Tagre Yom Besoylon. Frektor Sam Seifer, what do you mean? Taisha says, and the Midbar is Matzmiach. I mean, Taisha just says, wherever they were, Noch, the things were able to grow. So what's the problem? So he says, no, although Taisha means it only grew Machal Behemoth. Because there was a necessity for Machal Behemoth Tagre. So to take it through Machal Behemoth, that's how the behemoths had what to eat from. That's how the Chasam Sofer says Pshat and Tosfos. Aber amur de kezach. Shoichik din erzov umechase. So we had a person is walking in a midbar, and then shoichik din erzov umechase. Ule'el da omar ein mechasem b'shchikas klimatches. We learned before that a clean matris is no good. Hainu b'chol sha'a matris. Chutz mi zov, the ikri offer. Zov, we have a posik is called offer. V'chdersiv ba'afreis zohov loy. So that means, so Tosfos says, a clean matris is not matzmiach. And we'll see a clean zov is also not matzmiach. It's not matzmiach, but this the posik calls offer. Ba'afreis zohov loy. Va'af al gav deloy megadol tzmochim, even though it's not megadol tzmochim, kiven de ikri offer mechasim boy. Since it's called offer, so it's mechasim boy. The Gemara said, why could you be mechasim bezov? Because it's called offer. So Tosfos says, di av megadol tzmochim, like tzorich letaim ad ikri offer. I mean, we had a whole bunch of other things. The Seir Shal Chavoshim and Sid, that's not awful. No, Pshat is, we learn out that if it has the characteristics of awful, it's also good. So Memele, so why do you have to say a shtik Torah that Zov is called Aposik Atrei Zov? So the Torah says, because Zov is not Matzmiach. But the only reason you could be Mechase with Zov is because it's called Ofo. Also the same thing. It's called, the boss says it's called Ofo. It's also not Matzmiach. No, it's called Ofo. So Al Kaponim, Bim Taim, in fact, this is the Kivan, the Ofo, the Kro, Airi, Afilu, Ba Ofo, the Leime Gadol Tzmochim. That means there's a new din Ofo. If it's called Ofo, so Mechasim, no, it's not a Gadol Tzmochim. Im Kain, Yesh, La Rabbeis, Viki, So, Afilu, Hanach, the Leime Gadol Tzmochim. Dein, Lamaton, Miprata Ofo. That means kiso is marbe dum yedo offer. But if offer alone is offer that's not megadol, so be marbe other things that also not megadol. V'yeshloim. So now Tosfos puts everything into place. The offer dekro loy airi elo bistam offer. The megadol tzmochem. Offer means stam dirt. Dirt is megadol tzmochem, and that's the taich offer. Umiribuya de Vikiso. Now we have a ribuy of Vikiso. Mabinan, so we're marbe two things. Kol midi de Megadol Tzmochim. And that's marbe sid, charsis. Oy midi de ikre ofo. Afogav doloy Megadol Tzmochim. Afrizov, eifo talis. Afal pisha nikro afal lehem ebina lehu ilav ribuye dik bechiseyu. So now, what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos says, we have ofo. Stam ofo is ofo, that's megadol by tzmoch. That's stam ofo. I have here a ribuye of a vikiso. Vikiso is marbe two things. Either if it's dumye the stam ofo, which is megadol tzmochim, or if it's called ofo, if it's called offer, even though it's not megadol tzmochim, I'm also mad. Frek the Rosh. So now we have a problem. So we have here two, right? Either it's megadol tzmochim, doesn't have to be called offer, is the characteristics of offer, or it's called offer, even though it doesn't have the characteristics of offer. So Frek the Rosh, so why offer midbar is no good? It's called offer. As if the Rosh Tekasha. So why is half a midbar no good? What's Pshat from Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda? So I'd like to say over the Loshen of the Rosh. Zit the Rosh. Af al gav, the offer shmoy, the offer midbar, is called offer, vuki shar kal offer, hoyo be'ein matzmiach ma shezeirem boy gorat fei. But since it's not matzmiach, is Gorat Fei, period. At kan loshen orosh. Do you know what the Rosh means? So, dachsich meir, the Rosh means to say as follows. I think the Rosh means that afar midbar, we call it offer. I mean, if the Torah called afrei zov, the Torah called zov offer, what did the Torah call the Zav Ofo? To tell us that it has a din Ofo. Well, might have meant that the Torah tells us that the Torah wasn't that a loss of words. If it said Afrei Zav, it's coming to tell us that Zav is a din Ofo. That means wherever you need a din Ofo, Zav is good. So the Torah gave it a shame Ofo, that means to say it has two chis Ofo. Here, Afar Midbol, it doesn't have the characteristics of Ofo, and the Torah didn't call it Ofo. The Torah didn't call it Ofo. The Torah didn't call it Ofo, because, no, it's Ofo. We call it Ofo. So since it doesn't have the characteristics of Ofo, so it doesn't have Hilchos Ofo. That's Pshat and Dorosh. You have an Ofo that this is worse than Zod. Because Zod, the Torah called it Ofo, and that's Shot the Torah. The Torah called it offer to tell us it has Hilchos Offer. But here, we call it Acha, but the, since it doesn't have the characteristics of Acha, from a male, it's no good. I just wanted to say, if I say it, it says, I think it said, may Afaf, it took Acha from the Acha from the Mishkan, that's the mayor. For this, I could tell us, because there was Matmiyah, they used to say. When wherever the Mishkan was, there was Matmiyah. So that offer was like a good offer. We're talking about Ramazai offer in Amidbar, that's no good. So now, Tosfos brings now up the Gemara Taita. What if the more thing about a state that you don't have offer, my shall you can ape up. The Basilo, the Shivi lay off of the Gabi Isai will do good also the Gabi Seder. Kashmadam of Yechim Shim Rabbi Shmuel, the Gimel Mekayim is Halacha a Keres as a Mikra. The three places, the Halacha makes in the Sinai like bypasses the Pasi. With the Kisai, Atera Amra, the Orpha, Halacha, the Chodava. The Gemara and Taita says that it works with Halacha Lamais in the Sinai. The Taita says, Rabbi Shmuel Kolik Abraise the Orpha, the Mapik, the Chodava, and the Kiso. We learn that Chodava is good from the Kiso. The new Islay, the high Malacha Kama. They learn that Halacha Lamais in the Sinai. Nabaraisis has remarked from Nikiso that whatever has the characteristics of Acha is also